Thursday was spicy.
Get like this. Goodbye, Toshma. Start again from there. That's 5 lines down. Verse 6. Toshma. Kvar sholosh oichen ben babag etz rabiyut ben tzil tzivin shmaiti lecha sh'ata oimer arusa basaso achelus b'tshuma. I heard that you're letting, that you said in arusa the basaso could already eat truma, even though she's not in a suit yet. She's arusa to a kayin. She's not in a suit. She could already eat truma. So sholosh lo, she sent them back. V'ati yata oimer kein, don't you agree? Mukzakani mechosh ata balki b'chadi toilet dorsh b'gav v'choymet. I heard that you know how to dodge a couple of coins. Yet, don't you know? Mashiv for kindness, she ain't beer on machilus of truma. Her, if the coin would have beer with her, it would not allow her to eat truma. And yet, cast for machilus of truma. And yet, when he's coined her with kesef, she could eat truma. Zu, this isha, the arusa, she beer on machilus of truma. That we know beer does allow her to eat truma. That we know. Like Rashi says, because in the suah can definitely truma from the pasuk called Tor Bevetzka Yochel Oistoi. And we'll soon see that this bee is talking about the suah. So, Ein Oidim Shekas Machlis Betruma. Ava Ma'ese She'om Chokomim Ein Arus Abbasiso Oichelis Betruma. My ancestor, Amul Chama, and with my soul, has a tumor. I should come to the chuppah. The Chama made a gezeira. She gained her tumor, so she goes to the chuppah. The Chama made a gezeira. Later on, we'll see the two, the machoik is what that gezeira was. But the Chama made a gezeira until she goes to live in the queen's house. She cannot eat tumor. So, three kashas basically, we saw. The Ritva asks the kasha, what do you mean? Uma shivcha that bia does let a truma of a kesef does. You can't bring bia of a shivcha into this cheshbon because there's not no geya to a shivcha. Of course, bia doesn't allow it to truma because it's not no geya. You can't be koyin over with bia. It doesn't do anything. Ramban says more than that. Also from that bia with the shivcha. What are you talking about? You can't build a kavod chayma on something that's impossible. You build it on something that could be, right? It has to be shaykh. Bia not the kesef, yeah. So here, bia yeah, then kesef for sure, yeah. But if the reason that bia not for the shivcha is because it's not because it's just not shy for the shivcha, then that's not logical. That's a mitzvah's kasha. Tois's kasha is if you're bringing me a ride from shivcha that a bia yeah, then kesef for sure, yeah. So I'll bring you a fakirta ride from Yavama, that it's not true. You see, from Yavama, bia allows it to eat truma and kesef doesn't do anything. So why is anyone side stronger than the other? That's the second kasha. And today Shua's kasha. If you're being a ride from Shivcha, so maybe the pshat that a Shivcha could eat shum is because the coin is coin her guf. Whereas by an Isha, the coin is not coin her guf. Even the kinyan kedushin that he makes, or nesuin, whatever the kinyan is, it's for Isha. He doesn't own her guf. Right? Doesn't own her goof. That's an issue with kasha, right? Those are three kasha. So basically like this, what Pnei Yeshua says is, he comes to explain Tosfos Teretz. Tosfos says, well, this Kavod Chomer is only a Gilui Milsa ba'Alma. Look at Tosfos. This Kavod Chomer is a Gilui Milsa to prove that an Isha is all, and Arusa is also called Kinyan Kesef. And therefore you can't ask the Kasha, which Tosfos wants to ask, that you see the opposite from Yavam. Pnei Yeshua is coming to explain what Tosfos means with this line. So, I think what he's saying is like this. The question on the table is, what factors allow somebody who's been nicknamed by the Kohen on whatever level it is to eat truma? Yeah? So Taisa starts off, if you bring a right from Shifcha, bring a right from Yavam, the opposite. Taisa's answer is only Gilim Olsen. What does Taisa mean? It means like this. If we wouldn't know the parts of Kinyan Kasboy, all we know is a Shifcha can eat Truma. Kayin that buys a Shifcha can eat Truma. However we know it? We know they can eat Truma. Yeah? So, why could he eat Truma? Why could the Shifcha eat Truma? So, whatever the reason is why. A Shifcha can eat Truma. And we want to prove that if, from a Kavach Choymer, the Shifcha will not allow her to eat Truma because of will. So therefore, and Arusa also. So that's what he's trying to prove. Yavama says the opposite. Yavama says that you could have Bia not Kesef. So how do you know that Arusa that's indicative of Kesef could eat Truma b'chal? Because Shifcha, you're having this Kavach Choymer, Yavama, you see the opposite. There's no Raya either way. That's basically the answer. And Yeshua asks, just because Shifcha can eat Truma doesn't mean anything. Maybe that's because he's kind of the goal. But those kashas are all about the kashas. If you're assuming that we don't already know that the factor of eating Truma is the kesef, kinyan kaspoy, the pasuk says. Yeah? We're just trying to prove that if it exists, that if you see what works for Shifcha, it should work here. So if Tais says, but you don't understand something, this Kavach Choymer, we're not creating the din out of nowhere. We have a mucker in the pasuk. This is what Tanya Shur is explaining in Tais. We have a mucker in the pasuk how we know in our roots to eat Truma. Kinyan kaspoy. So we know the factor is kesef. We know that. Yeah? We just need to, that we know. So, all we're looking for is how we know that this type of kinyan kesef is also called kinyan kaspoy. If we wouldn't have the kid puzzle kinyan kesef. So you'd say there's no way to prove from Shifcha. Maybe the only reason Shifcha can eat is because of the kinyan agof. And if you could prove from Shifcha, you could prove the exact opposite from Yavama. Like Teres says, no. We know what the mucker is for our roots of Bas Israel. It's a Gemara and Dafei. Kinyan kaspoy. Yeah? Just that she's allowed to eat Truma. Because she's calling her with kesef. That's what's coming from. The mechanism by which allows you to eat Truma is kinyan kesef, not... Yeah? Kinyan kesef. Just what do we need this Kavach Choymer for? Because there's different types of kinyan kesef. It's a kinyan kesef. Kino, kesef. It's a kesef. Kinyan kaspoy. That's what I'm saying. That's the definition of explaining in Torah. That's what he means by Gila and Milsa. Gila and Milsa means we already have a pasuk. We would already have a pasuk kinyan kesef if everything was up in the air. I have no idea that kesef is the mechanism. No idea. Okay, so then maybe kinyan aguf is the mechanism. What gives you any right to learn from Shifcha Kanainis? So when we said Bas Yisrael, that was the definition of Kasha. Yeah. But now, one second. No. We have a pasuk in kesef. We know kesef is a mechanism. We know that that's the mechanism. Right? Just within kinyan kesef, itself, there's room to have a suffix. Maybe the only type of kinyan kesef which allows you to chumma is a kinyan kesef which results in a kinyan aguf. But a kinyan kesef which results in a kinyan of ishus, maybe not. That's what Yeshua said. Oh, so one second. Good. Yeah, that's what he said. So, yeah. So first of all, Tosfos Kash not a Kash anymore, because we're not trying to prove that Kesef helps. We know Kesef helps. Right, so as it says, maybe you see from your bummer that Adrav, because it doesn't help. No kesef helps. But the Shalos had to define that kinyan kesef, exactly. So how do you prove it? So Dr. Pnei Yeshua is how do you prove in the Kavach Choymer? So he says to Pnei Yeshua like this. If you're misupik, if you're kinyan kesef we know works. If you're misupik, yeah? Do I need a kinyan kesef that results in a kinyan aguf? Is that the main factor over here? Or no, a kinyan kesef which results in the issues is also good. Yeah? What is the more important factor which allows feeding Truma? That you created an issue so that you created a kinyan aguf? Yeah? Yeah? So Pnei Yeshua says, we see, that's what he brings in Yavama. We see that Ishus is an independent factor to allow to eat Truma, even without Kesef. ish is the reason to eat truma. Now, second, so you're right. That ish is the ish which we see allows you to eat truma is a complete ish. An ish that doesn't require a second step, like the ish of Yivama. True, true. But if I was just trying to prove from there that an arusa should eat, you'd be right. But I'm not just trying to prove from there that an arusa should eat. I know why an arusa should eat. It's kinyan kesef. All I'm using the bride from Yivama is that ishus is a reason that when the Torah what said kinyan kesef allows you to eat, there's no reason for me to say, oh, the Torah must have meant that kinyan kesef results in kinyan guf, because that's a real reason. What do you mean? Ishus is a real reason. I know it is, because I see it is. Kol Torah Beit Yechol Kodesh. Ishus is the reason. It's even a better reason. You know, it doesn't mean to say. If we meant to say, I see that Ishus works for Yivama, so work must work over here, then Tovi is right. What are you comparing the two? I'm not saying that. We're saying what makes the work over here is Kesef. Just if you had any suffix in your head that Kesef might need a Kesef which results in Guf, as opposed to a Kesef which results in Ishus, I'm letting you know Ishus is a very good reason too. So Mamela, the Kesef of Ishus is at least, if not better, as the Kesef of Guf. So you might still argue, but okay, let's leave it for now. Huh? Say what? Yeah, but that's the pasuk of Kinyan Kasvoy. So if you have any topic in your mind, you know how to define the pasuk of Kinyan Kasvoy. Does the Torah mean to lock it into I need a Kinyan Kasvoy that must result in a Kinyan Guf? Or no, the Torah means I need a Kinyan Kasvoy that results in an Ishus. The fact that Ishus works with Tnei Atzmoy shows me that the Torah must have meant Kinyan Kasvoy that results in Ishus too. What do you see Guf is any better? You see it works by Shif, but that's all you see. You don't see it's better. But I see that Ishus works independent of Kasvoy. So Kinyan Kasvoy which results in an Ishus. About that's not as strong as an Ishus as Nisuin. It's true, but it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? As long as I see that Ishus is something which brings it about, there's no reason for me anymore to have a suffix that maybe this Kinyan Kesef, which the Torah spoke about, only meant Guf. Make a taste of why should only mean Guf? Adarabba. Kinyan Kesef brings about Ishus is Gavaldik. We know Ishus works. Even if it's not the same level of Ishus, but it's the Kinyan, meaning it's all the Kinyan Kesef Shabbat. Meaning everything I'm saying is only true because we know there's a pasuk called Kinyan Kesef. If we were dealing, we didn't have any psukim. And I was just trying to prove logically that if it works by Shifra, it should work here. Then nothing what I'm saying is true. Then Tuvi is right. How can you prove from Ishus? All the kashas come back. But the point, what the story that is built on is what Tuvi calls the Gilai Milson. That we know Kesef is the Manda Omer here. It's just a question how to define it. So once I see that Ishus is something which brings about Achilas Hatshuma, there's no reason for me to go ahead and define the Kesef as requiring Kinyan Guf. What makes it taste? What's so special about Kinyan Guf? Ishus is a Gevaldik reason to eat Truma. So Kinyan Kesef which brings about Ishus. And Chanami, it's not Nisuin, but it's Ishus. Why not? Why shouldn't it be? Again, only because they have the Pasuk of Kesef. Only because they have the Pasuk of Kesef. If I wouldn't have the Pasuk of Kesef, then you'd be right. You can't prove from the Ishus of Nisuin to the Ishus of Harris that they're not the same thing. That's true. Yeah? So that's what Yeshua, that's what the Gemara means. So Mameli says, that's the Kavah Chaymah. I said, if you didn't have the Pasuk. I said, even after this, you could still. But you can hear. It's a special time. Yeah, but I'm saying, but you can hear it much. Yeah, much
dominance over.
Yeah, but make a taste.
So everything so obvious.
Hey, but who says?
When it comes to Kinyan, it needs so much more in order to achieve that.
Yeah, but you started with the preconceived notion that the reason somebody that's nicknamed to the Koyan eats tumor is because he owns them like a sack of potatoes. And that's a stronger reason than he's married to them. It's not necessarily true. He's trying to prove opposite. He's trying to prove opposite. Okay, so that's okay, good.
That's not marriage, finished stone. That's not finished stone. Coming to be by the second potential in town. She's on his
again, without Kinyan Kasvoy, you'd have a stronger argument. But once you have Kinyan Kasvoy, you see that Kesef changes something. And you see that Ishus changes something. So now Kesef of Ishus. Kavachon
changes something. It doesn't mean it goes all the way.
Okay.
It does the job out of course.
Okay. That's what he's saying. So, yeah. No, I said you might still argue. I wasn't
the very point of the Kinyan Aguf that is missing here. It could be the aspect that's missing is that everything in his household is within the Truma thing. But,
no.
But it's not in his household.
The Shifka's not
married to. It's not in his house.
I mean, the ship, but the Shifka's not included in Kol Torah, but Beit Chazir Kolayis Goy. We know where the Shifka's only. The only reason she
doesn't.
The only reason you know Shifka is because of Kinyan Kasper. That's the only reason you know it. And she's also Kinyan Kasper. Just why did Kinyan Kasper? They brought about an issue. You're right. It's not from the Pasuk Kol Torah, but Beit Chazir. If it was from that Pasuk, we'd have nothing to discuss. But, oh, that's it. So, Mele, he says, Mele, you understand? So, Mele, he says it to Yeshua. So what was the Kav HaChoymer? We asked, you're building a Kav HaChoymer that a Shifcha can't be nicknamed with Bia? It's not a Geyat to the Shifcha Bia. Zag B'nei Yeshua, exactly. That's the Kav HaChoymer. My Shifcha, that you cannot create an Ishus with her. You cannot create an Ishus with her. And yet the Kinyan Kesef works. This Ishus, with the Bia allows her to Truma. She has the reasons of Ishus which allow her to Truma. Kav HaChoymer, Kinyan Kesef, which leads to an Ishus, works. That's what he's saying, which again,
with a
who? With an Arusa. Meaning, that's what he's explaining the Kav HaChoymer in the choices of Bila and Dosa. So it's Mamish Bila. I don't know if this fits into the Ritzel. When the Ritzel said the words Memasinu, I'm not sure what he meant exactly. But I understand the Mahalik that the choice is saying, maybe that's what the Ritzel meant also. When Ritzel says Memasinu, he means like this Gila and Dosa choices. I'm not sure, maybe it's what he meant too. But Yeshua is explaining what they mean to say. That we have the pasuk already. We're not looking for a mucker. We have a mucker. We're looking for how you know that that's a good mucker. Meaning, is there room to say that mucker is not enough? And in that we're saying, no. That mucker is enough. So don't think that the Kinyan Kesef of Zot Nisha is any weaker than anything else, any other Kinyan Kesef.
You?
Okay. To get a nod from him and a nod from you, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'll take that. I'll take it. No, because last time he would have been going like that and you would have been thumbs down. Now at least you're making sense. You're saying.
I believe that in the
Yeah, I'll tell you what. One thing, yeah. One, these types of Gemaras in the first parak, which all the, I told you what somebody said, all the Kav HaChoymer type of Gemaras in the first parak. For me anyway, I don't think I ever had a clear one in most of them. But this is pretty good. For me, this is as close as I've gotten. All these Gemaras are Shverik Gemaras to understand. All the Kav HaChoymer you've had about, it sounds like apples and oranges, everything that sounds like apples and oranges. What do you do? All this, you know, early on in the parak.
And he introduced
very hard.
By saying, aren't you a
Bakid,
the Dorish
Kav HaChoymer? Yeah. No, well, the way Benishu was saying it's still a Kav HaChoymer. It's just...
No, I know.
It's
no, that, the way the Tanisha
was saying it. Yeah, I remember seeing it. Maybe it was meant to solve it. Maybe it's what he meant. I don't know. Yeah, it's just a Kav HaChoymer in the Megalith on how to learn the Pasuk. As opposed to a Kav HaChoymer in, you know, creating the din out of nothing. If it had been a Kav HaChoymer, we get the din out of nowhere, just then you have all the kashas that we have. But if we have a mukkah, we have a pasuk, we know it's totally in kesef. Just Kav HaChoymer is teaching me how to define that kesef. So then, right, Skolnik, that's it. You're good. You heard enough. Right there. Okay, Ayin Shom. No, we spent 2 days. We learned it. Thursday was more, we were learning it and sat together and a lot of screaming. You would have loved it. Oh gosh, Skolnik. He's a little one. What? He's better than at the beginning of the thing. No, I'm worried about that. All these Kav HaChoymer Gemaras are very hard for me to... I told you once the Meister with... There's two Achrenim. And one, there was all Machlikas in the Achrenim. I forgot who it was. Maybe it was the Atzmus Yaitzik, was one of them. And one of them held that these Kav HaChoymer in the first Beit Kedushin are like, Chazal uses like a certain way of thinking that it's not really so, you can't really explain it. You try to explain it. And another one held, no, you have to explain each one. So they one came over to the other one's house and he gave him soup tea. I told you that.
A fork.
Yeah, and he gave him a fork. And he said, what am I supposed to do with this? He said, I don't understand. He said, meat that you can't eat with a spoon, you could eat with a fork. The soup that you could eat with a spoon, you can't eat with a fork. What's the problem? He's telling him. The mice, I forgot who he's with. Okay, but to understand the best of our abilities, it's the way that Zal thought was, the way Chazal had a certain way of thinking that we try our best to understand it in certain times, like, yeah, okay. Said that my Rashiba once told me that he went to Rabbi Yoshev Shir one night. No, he used to give about a Shir each night, Rabbi Yoshev in Neishon. Like a Shir that he gave for many, many years. So I went once just to see him. About, like a regular Gemara Shir, like the Balabatim, and he would sit in the front. Sitting in my arm, people just start yelling out at him, all kinds of, like, he would say it in Yiddish, they'd start yelling out at him in Hebrew, all kinds of questions, all kinds of kashas, you know, like a regular, like, and, so, Rashiba once went, and he told me, he said that somebody there said that the Nachlus David, somebody there said the Nachlus David, Nachlus David wanted to be the Agro. He said something against the Gemara, and somebody there said, yeah, okay, one thing, you know, it doesn't bother me so much if you forgot a Gemara. You can forget one Gemara. He said, but that the Nachlus David should have a thought process that works against the thought process of the Gemara. He said, that can't be. Say something. So Yashim said something like, I don't know, I'm sure he used very few words, but the way my Rebbe touched up what he said was, what are you talking about? He said, you want to make the Nachlus David into a Rishon, make him into a Rishon already. But to make him into Chazal, he says, Chazal had a way of thinking. So, in a million years, you would never come up with that way of thinking. Even if you're the Nachlus David. Like, they thought so differently sometimes. The other of it, that's like to break your head so much to understand what Chazal was trying to say. So, it's different from that. It's not so fortunate. It is a different thought process sometimes. Okay, I'll go upon him. But this B'nai Yeshua I thought was, yeah. The closest that I got. Okay. Call upon in right there. So the rest is easy, yeah? That was the hardest part. The rest is okay. So he's reading Kavach Chaymer. How are you learning from Bia to... How in the world could you learn from Bia to Kesef? What you, must be. That Bia is Nesu and not Erison, right? That's the Gemara. Heichidom. This Bia, which you're proving from Bia to Kesef, what happened with this Bia? Heichidom. Eva Bia Shai Dei Chupa. The case of Shayu Dei Chuppah, but Shavayim Mechalakla. It can't be that he's talking about a case where they both had Chuppah, because then you could eat. And he ended up saying what he said about my ass, because Midrabban you can't eat, which means they didn't have a Chuppah. If they had a Chuppah, even Midrabban you could eat. So that can't be the case. Hello, the Bia Shayu Dei Chuppah, because of Shalay Dei Chuppah. That can't be. How can you bring a Raya? That's really apples and oranges, right? You bring a Raya from something which had Chuppah, which didn't have Chuppah. Ella must be, he's talking about the Bia Shah, Ella, the Bia Shalai de Chupa, the Bia Shalai de Chupa. So that's the case. So, yeah, I'm Bisham Adisu and Oysum Shemachim Shitalei. Da Alimalei Bia Mekesef. So now, if it was Pasha to him that Bia allows any Truma and Kesef was not Pasha to him, and he's using Bia to prove Kesef, so if they're both regular Erisin, why was he so much more sure about Bia than he was about Kesef? They're the same thing. Must be Bia makes the Suin. The Kedushin is the Maishna, or the Bishachot, the Bishitalei, the Bishachot, the Bishachotalei. Must be, Bia makes this doing. Because if Bia makes Erison, why would he know one and not know the other? Either you know both, or you don't know either. They're both Erison. Must be, Bia stronger, Bia makes this doing. On that, the Bishachot, the Mosul asks. Well, if Bia makes this doing, so again, what's your Raya? How could you go ahead and compare the Suin to Erison? How good for Kasha? The Suin allows you to eat, and there is nothing. So, this really fits with what we were saying before. So, the Ritva says, and the Chanami, the Ritva says, it's connected to what I said before. It says, what it means, Ma'ad, you have to be Machnis as a call, the Seicha Kabachon. Ma'ad, Dio, that Bashikha Kanaris won't help, even if it's to create the Suin. And Kesef does. So via of irregular Yishu that creates the Suin, Kavachomer Kesef does. But via the Shem Yisuin is not okay after the Shem Kinaitis. The same Kasha comes back. So again, Mechari means the same thing we said before. The Gilai Milsa, the Gilai Milsa. And the Chinami. Klapi the Gilai Milsa. According to what I said before, it's very good. I mean, that's good for what bothers Tuvia. But according to what Yeshua said, it's very good. Because you're right, Bia is Nisuin. But all I'm using Bia is to be Magala to me that there's an Ishus over here. What is an Ishus over here? And the Kinnin Kesef is coming beside the Ishus. That type of Kinnin Kesef. At least they're strong. It's a Kinnin Kesef or Shivcha. Meaning all this, you have to be back into the, what we explained before. And the Chinami. That's what Mitzvah really says. He says, you have to put this back into what I said. If what he meant was this tradition, well, then I can understand it a little bit. You know what I mean? Okay, fine. But that's the right. The point, Legabe, our Suya, what we wanted from here is, Bia makes the Suya in that area. So that's what we wanted from here. By the way, there's or in Rashi, Rashi says by Ayyidei by the Bia Shayde Chuppah. I'm sorry, Hikidomi, Rashi in the Masva, Hikidomi. Hikidomi, Rashi says, the Yolav Kezmi Bia, I name a Bia Shal Acher Chuppah, the Yolav Minei Kezmi Shech Nisa Chakach L'Chuppah. It's very interesting. The Gemara is talking about when you did Kezmi Bia, plus Chuppah, plus Chuppah. Rashi seems to switch it around, though. He seems to say the plus chuppah by bia means chuppah then bia. By kesef means kesef then chuppah. See the lotion of Rashi. You would have thought Rashi would, I understood. No. It's bia. Bia is functioning. The Gemara is saying, Ekadomi. E lema. That they're both erisin. That's what Gemara meant to say. E lema. They both have a chuppah after them. So Rashi seems to flip it around. So there's a Rishash. Right next to your, right, yeah, you're aiming on that. Yeah, right down next to that Rashi, right down over there, then you should look at the Rishash. The Rishash says an interesting thing. The Rishash says that based on this Rashi, he brings the Goyis on Mordechai. Based on Rashi says that Chuppah before Kedushin also works. He brings a tremendous Kiddush based on this Rashi. The government is doing. You can switch the order.
You can switch, or you can just
have a chuppah and then kedusha. They can't. No, you need both.
You need both.
But he's saying, you see, from the order that Rashi put this in, he brings a goyis on board the kai that Rishash brings to the top kuf membov shehevi b'shem Rashi the chuppah koydim kedusha gam kemani. Unbelievable
kedusha. We say the bracha
chuppah kedusha. The chuppah kedusha. Okay. Okay. So, Rishash says, though, he says, I don't know what forced Mordechai to say this. He says, I would say Rashi just meant the same. I would say Rashi just meant, Rishash says, but it's the same thing he says by Kesef. Because why should it be different than Kesef? If the Mordechai is built even there, you could have Chuppah before Kedushin. Then why would Rashi say by one and not the other? He says, no, Rashi just means. Bukhari, he says you have to say Rashi means, even though it's a funny lashon. Inem a bia shel acher chuppah, that after the bia comes the chuppah. You have a kesef, you need a chakach the chuppah. The bia and the kesef are the same. And Rishash says, Rishash wants to say it's not a raya. Not a raya. Because in the last few lines, Rashi says by kesef that it did come before the chuppah. So why is he switching? Must be meant that the bia shel achar chuppah means bia shel achar kach chuppah. Huh?
He's trying to say that
it's right from this Rashi. They have to go in order. No, what's the order? The Mordechai. Yeah. That's what he's proving. That's what he wants to prove from this Rashi. Tremendous finish. Yeah, I don't know. The Rishash says he holds it's not a riot. He holds it's not a riot. Okay, so we have a riot in the Gemara, the Bia and the Nixon suing. So it's chuppah, really. So I was my clerk is sharing what chuppah is. What is chuppah? What chuppah is it? Let's be calling this the winner.
Start again from the beginning.
Can you replace that? Bring the woman to your house, Shane, and Sue. Yeah. And then have the Kedushin in the home. Do it there, I don't know. I mean, the truth is...
And we threw much you can eat when?
I mean, if you hold... Yeah. You mean if you did in that order? Maybe even after the Nisuan alone. I don't know, that's a good question. That's what we do? Yeah, that we hold, yeah. I mean, we do the Yichud after, but... If you hold that that's the chuppah, if you hold that the canopy is the chuppah, you actually trim the chuppah before they do the kedushin. No, and the rishonim was either bring it to the house or yichud, but it could be in the poskim, there are different things. Also, we call chuppah nowadays, those are called the chuppah for some reason, and we have to see. Okay. So that's what he wants to prove, that Bia makes this suin. What are we holding? Omer Nachum Yitzchak, it's not a raya. Not a raya. Lawyer, the name of the Bia Shai Dei Chuppah, because of Shalai Dei Chuppah. Really, it's not Bia by itself. It's Bia with Chuppah. So you can't put Mia Bia and they make Tisuin, because you're talking about Bia plus Chuppah. Ah, you took Omer, you asked the Kash before, how in the world can you compare Bia Shai Dei Chuppah to Kesef Shalai Dei Chuppah? Ha ha, Yehoka Tati Yehoka Chado. There it is, Kavach Chomer Mia Yisrei. Still it's a Kavach Chomer. Why? And this is what he sent him. U'mashiv l'kanayin esh'ein b'ya s'oma achilu t'u b'shuma afilu ha'yidei chuppah. Like we said, similar to what we said before. Kasma machilu s'oma b'loi chuppah. Zuh, sh'diz machilu b'shuma ha'yidei chuppah. Eil adin sh'kaz b'chidu b'shuma b'loi chuppah. Meaning, Enoch and Ami, like we showed him said before, the Gemara is basically saying, read that into the Kavach Chomer too. Which, again, it doesn't make it any worse than having to work out whatever we need to work out before Lagabe, so you can put that into that also. But it's another, yeah, you have to, otherwise, what are you saying, Bichlam? Okay, very good. So we all just thought, obviously, the Havin the Gemara was that's not true. You can't say Vichy Kabachoy, because that was Havin the Gemara. So it's not partial either. But now, if you could read that you could read that into the Kabachoy. Gemara before that helped out that way. So obviously it's not partial what he's saying. But that's what he says. So Mamela, you don't have a raya. And then he ended up with the words, Abel Maya says, you won't come into his vassal, because of the chuppah, because of the chuppah, Mishul, Mishum, here he has in two words. We didn't have this before, did we? Here we had in the words, Mishum de Ula. What Mishum de Ula? That we already know from Dafei. Mishum De'ula means that since she's still living at home, we're afraid if she eats truma, she'll give it to her Yisraeli brothers and sisters. And the Medi Gezeira, don't let her eat truma. What did Ben Bagba hold? Why did Ben Bagba hold that it's Bechlan Araya? Ben Bagba got Mishum Kekanayinus, well, Shaya Bekendorn, Hocher Shaya Bekendorn. He says, you can't prevent anything from Mishum Kekanayinus because it's no Shaya Bekendorn, there's nothing left to do. But here, it's Shai B'Kinyana, you're still missing the second step of Chuppah. And Mamela, don't bring a Raya from a place where there's no second step to a place where there's a second step. Okay, which also goes back to some of the stuff we're arguing about. So it's all included in the Machlokes HaMaron anyway. Some level. On some level. Adkan. So, Gemara wants to bring a Raya to be makes me suin, but now the people says it's not a Raya. The way the Rav Yitzchak says it's not a raya is by changing the case. It's not talking about bia by itself and kesef by itself. It's talking about bia shali de chuppah. That's where we get that. Ravina says a different shot. Ravina wants to agree to Rav Yitzchak that bia could be erusin, but he doesn't want to say that change the thing that one somebody de chuppah, one somebody not de chuppah. Ravina wants to say like this. Ravina, mommy, the raisin, the pshitale, the akhla. Ravina said this whole discussion is not a discussion on the raisa. Until now we understood that it was a shiloh on the raisa level. Can the Arusav Asisrael eat shum or not? And on the bottom level, everyone's mighty that you can't because of what Ula said. So Ravina, that's not the pshat. on the Doraisa level, the Kravina Mipshit Shitalei, the Achla. We know she could eat. That's the din of. That's a Nifkin and Gaspoy. We had no shayla about that. We knew that's what it meant. We're not proving that from Shivcha. We know that if we still have the shawl can eat the rice. What's the discussion here? Midor banu the shalakle, v'achi shalakle. Shemayt yalech shat oimar ruza b'atzo oichelis b'truma. V'loy chayat shal simpoin. I heard that you said that she can eat truma, and there's no chashash for a simpoin. What's a simpoin? A simpoin is that the kohen will find something in earth in the mevatel the kiddushin, and he won't go through with the nisuin. Find a mum or whatever, and Mamela she'll go back to being the Israelis and she'll have eaten truma in an improper way. So I heard you're not worried about simpoin. Oh. So Shaul Gray sent him back. Batoi to Oimer Kach. Because when the Bukhari said the Bukhari Bukhari saw the Joshua Bukhari. Yato Yodea, Omar Shipka can hide in Shem, the Yasom Achilles of Betrumba, Kas Machilles of Betrumba, Uloi Kashin of the Simpoin. Zu Shabir Machilles of Betrumba, in addition to Kas Machilles of Betrumba, Uloi Nechos of the Simpoin. So what's he saying? Let's see Toysus. Ravina Omar. Pirish. Ravina Balakaim Loy Law, name Allah, the Beer, Everson Isa. But he wants to learn that Bia could really be Averson. With the Gomer, my Shnach, the Beshitele, my Shnach, the Mazapkele. Right? In other words, the Gomer, the original Raya, that Bia makes the Suin is because otherwise, because if the Bia doesn't have Kupa and the Kesef doesn't have Kupa, then what made you more poshit? What was so much more poshit by Bia than it was by Kesef? Why Kesef? You're coming to prove now, but Bia you already knew. Must be Bia makes the Suin. Dr. Vina, no, that's not the Pshat. Shat is, we're talking about Bia and Kesef without Chuppah. Taka true. You'll ask me why one's stronger than the other. Dr. Vino, who might not the Mesaf advice, Pshita the Ochlo, Bain the Bia, Bain the Kesef. That was never a Shiloh. But all the Shalach Leila, Oinsu Betruma, Midrabbanon, who Midrabbanon are you, Rebbe Kamen Berka Don Kabachoyme. The Bia, Pshita Leila, the Ochlo, Afrila Midrabbanon. The Lo Shaykh Bach Shash Simpo in Mishum the Ain Adam Shahis of a Kois Elim Ken Boykoi. Mikavakoim Rajal Adon, the Bekas of Nami, Lake of the Mekot with Simpo in Kimbarish Vigamoro. He says the Kavakoim has nothing to do with the Daraisa. You can't prove from here that Bia makes the Suin. You want to know why it was more partial to him, the Din of Bia, than the Din of Kesef? One reason, because the discussion was a discussion of whether Yachayish was Simpo in or not. And Mamela, of course, is more partial to him, the Din of Bia. Because once he's going to with Bia, he already checked things out. And he knows there's no mum. Mashen came by Kesef. Maybe there's a mum. And Mamela, maybe he'll find a mum later on and he'll make a chtonis on the whole thing. And therefore, there's more of a chashash. So the Kavachoyim was saying was, Mashu Vikanayin is, she's allowed to eat, right, even when he's going with Kesef. And we're not worried about Simpoin by the ship called, we let her eat right away. This one, that the Bia is Machilo, Kavachoyim, but the Kesef is allowed to eat right away. On this, you have to be showing him again, the Rashba again, the Tumas of the Rashba. What do you mean? If that's true, there's no Kavachoyim, because by Bia, we're not worried about anything. He already knows that there's no moment. But Kesef is not worried. That can be proved from Bia to Kesef. How can you prove Bia and Kesef? Yeah? So the Rashba says, again, same thing. You have to be mocked and zatched into the Kavachoymer as well. That's what the Rashba says. Yeah, the Rashba's words. He says, he says, Mash, he says, you have to read that into the Kavach Chomer as well. Mash, even if you would check her out, the Bia of the Shifu Kanainis did not allow her to eat Truma, and yet Kesef grazed the Machilis of Truma, and we're not worried about Simpoin. This, that the Bia through Bedika can let her eat Truma, Kavakoymer Kesef should also allow to eat Truma. The checking out of the Bia has to be read into the Kavakoymer also, which is like the Mitzvah said before. Okay. The only question is here, Rashi says a funny lashon. Because Rashi says, Zu Shabiasa Machilasa, Rashi says, the Beneath face Moides, the Loich Hashim was simple. Now we just got to be saying that Ravina is coming to say that, and Rashi himself said earlier, Ravina is coming to say that Bia is not Nisun, Bia is Erisun. He's come to knock off the Raya from up above. He's trying to say Bia can be Erisun, and still we can use Bia to prove Kesef. So why does Rashi call it Nisun? So Toysis asks that kasha. The bottom Toysis, he says, Pirush HaKuntres, the Beneath says Peshito, the Kulei HaMamoy, the Lachash Nuna Simpo, and then the Mishoy, the Makoy, he's at Limkin Boidkoy, he's about to go to check it out. The Yod of Ekiba Allah, because Shemash Pirush HaKuntres, the Arab Beneath says, the Loi Bob Rabin Allah Yashem, Allah Deiris Aroy, so Rabin is coming out Puki from the Gemara up above. So he's trying to say it's not Nisun, it's Deirisun. Yeshul Yashem, Dochi Gemara, what Rashi really means is, Ki Heichi, the Benisun, Peshito Lei, the Akhla, the glam of Moy today, I'm sure the Bukhari tell him Gin Boy, so he would never bring her into his house unless he checks it out. Hakanami in the ball, Elim Gin Boy. So too, by B.S. Aresin, he would never do anything unless he checks her out. So it's a two shell to me soon. The rash doesn't really mean it. Because that is the Medica. That is how he's Boyzak, yeah. They had the money to be lost, because to give Kesef and not check out, okay, so either if you want to give Mavatel the Mecca to get the Kesef back, or you let it keep it by Matana. But a normal person doesn't turn his being to be as nos, yeah, maybe it won't go. It'll just be as nos. First doesn't think that way. If he does Kedushim Mitzvah, he checks it out first. Yeah, that's what this is. So that's what Rashi really meant. Just like Vayni Zuin, you have to read them to Rashi according to Kesef. But when he assumed we said that, so too by B.S. Aris, and we said that as well. Then he ended off. So he's saying like, so Ben Bagbag, who sent this message, holds that the reason why the Rusev HaSosyal can't eat Shumba is because of Sim Point. We're worried about Sim Point. Maybe you find the woman already being about the whole thing. And the Mysteria held, no, that's not the chat. We're not worried about Sim Point. We're worried about Uruzin, which is maybe she'll give the Chuma to one of her Yisrael family members. What will Ben Bagbag answer to Rabbi Yehuda and Mitzvah's Kavach Choymer from Shivka? Ben Bagbag holds simply by bottom Leislay. He says, you can't prove from Shivka that just like over there there's no problem of Sim Point, so too over here there's no problem of Sim Point. Because by a bottom in general there's no problem of Sim Point. Why not? He said, Mimarav Shok. If it's noticeable, like he already saw it and he bought the heaven anyway. And if it didn't, what does he care? As long as the ship could work, he doesn't care about a mum that's obvious if there's something.
Yeah, they're going to figure that one out. DKG.
That's already talking about, yeah.
But you dropped it in the motion.
My napkalemine, le malaka gabar le, lo yechav is why he doesn't care. Maybe it'll come out to buy the Evkanaini and Nimsa Ganeva gives Yoisus. He'll find out that the Eved is a Ganev or a kidnapper and he'll want to be Mabatel the Mecca because of that. That's what he gets, what he wants. When you're buying an Eved, that's what an Eved is. Yeah, my Amrit Lusa Mizuyan. Maybe you'll find out that he's worse than that. His mamash a list in Bezuyin or Nechton the Malchus, or maybe the king wants his head, and therefore he'll say that the whole Mecca wasn't worth it for me. Hanu Kaleslu, that already has a coil, and the Mele would have been warned. So Mele Ben Bagbag says, there's no raya from Shifa, not the word of Simpon, because my Shifa Simpon is not Megaya. Either it's obvious and you were Makabalist, and obviously you're Meichel, or it's not obvious, never you don't care. Oh, Mamela, don't bring me riots. Mamela, the reason by Arusa Basasel that she can't eat Shuma is Taka Sinpoint. Don't prove to me from Shifra that it's not. And if the Mamasera held, no, I am proving from Shifra that it's not. And the real reason that Arusa Basasel can't eat is because of Uluzin, not because of Sinpoint. Mechti, Ben Lamar, Ben Lamar, Lo'achla, Lo'achla. Either way, they both agree that there's a Dinder Rabbanon that she cannot eat. My Benayu, what is the practical nafkamino, whether the reason is Simpoin or whether the reason is because she might give it to her brothers? Teretz is, Ikmenayu Kibel Mosvahalak. Nafkaminas are Zagrashi Kibel, makivel a lavis a woman mishum simpa in leka mishum dula ika. If he says a makava whatever woman there are. If you hold the reason simpa in, that reason's out the window now. If you hold the reason you should might give her brothers shumatis, that's still a problem. It's an afkamina. Masar Rashi, Masar Av l'shluke abal, oy shahoku shluke av im shluke abal, but oy the baderech, they're still on the way to the husband's house. Mishum simpa in ika, it's a problem because maybe when he sees her, he's going to find the mom. Mishum shum tishke to her brothers, leka, is that a problem because she's already gone. She's not coming back. She's going to the husband's house to do nisuin. So let's not have a choice to gabo. So maybe that'll be another practical nafkamina, whether she could eat truma on the way. So we have two practical nafkaminas, whether she could eat truma or not, depending on what the reason for the gezeirah derabanan is.
Yeah. And so, what's more? The...